say on about seven things cause negoyim. So tzaras negoyim. The first one stating Chazal is gaivi. And the last one, the shviis, is koshim mikulon. This is the beginning of Metzera. Einayim Romois, Sheva, Zidin, Sheish, Hinei, Sone Hashem, Sheva, Toya, Vasnafshe. These seven things bring in Tzera, Sinegoi. Recently mentioned that how do you, some of the methods, devices by which to counteract Gaive and Ein Romois. Stakio state in Novice, we were in Novice. Stakio Slesha Dvorim, we're not to go to the Avero, Mayim Boso, we're not to Elech, Rufnein Miato, Oset Liten Dibacheshmi. These are powerful devices. Of course, if I heard from my father's chenoche, if we use the lashon of the Tanei Novice, his takel b'shleisadvar. We don't use his taklus. We can glide over anything, no matter how powerful a force it might be. Once we hear it, once we understand it, unless if there's an istaklus. There's a difference between Ariye and Aistakus, seeing or delving into it, seeing again and again until you midarzetus. So Aistakil Veshleishadvorim, Benatabori de Avil, Mayim Boso. These are powerful arguments. Who are you? What are you? Mayim Boso. So if at least if there's some Aistaklus we can hear, that his has a powerful impact on a human. Pesach mistakel in these things. Mayim boso lorat elech. Tipasucho lorat elech al mokim in a kever in a ofo mokim ofarim of seleya. As I mentioned, hertos, if he is mistakel or hertos, then it's a very forceful method. But if they miatos in it and divachesh. It can reduce the size of a person in his gaive. If he was just a hair, was bistur, what are you? Because these are facts that cannot be debated. They're indisputable. Metzius. Na'im boso, metipas lucho. Everybody knows he'll be laid to rest. Mokim rofa rimo in it. Daladamis, von ofo, rimo is a leo. It's undeniable. It's a very potent factor if we just use a little bit of staklos, except that we are diverted. The Gemara zokt in Sanhedrin. It's in the other factors which I used. The reason why the human was created to the very end. And Rav Simloi says here in Rashi in Parshas Hazria, just as the entire Bria, the ganze universe, with all its creations, came before the human, Hazeir sein Teire, also the Teire, the Dinim, alle Dinim regarding every object in this world, so the human came last. Because his prayer was last. As if his prayer came first, so his halachas also came first. So the Maral says that, first of all, it indicates that because he says kishem, isn't the pshat just because the Seder came first, That seems for the same reason. He says, you know, we can always say, why did I speak about the dealing from Behem of Chaya, very first other creatures? Because in the Bria, they came first. So the Melech, we speak about the halachas pertaining to them first. Kiseda, there's a din in Seda, but it says, Vibalda HaPsimlo, it says, Kishen is a Pshatis, is for the same reason. But that's this Pshatis, because the halachas of Yetvira creature, Yetvira creation, this is Bria. Because what is Bria? It's the same thing. Because what's the purpose of the Bria? The Bria is Tere. The Bria is the Odom, who is Mekayim the Tere. So Bimele, this is what Rav Simloi is saying. That's one of the things he's saying. That the halochas from, that are regarding every object in the world must go according to that system. Because that system spells the creation. The halocha is the creation. Without the halocha, there's no purpose for creation. So this is part of the Bria. It's not only part of the Bria, not an integral part of the Bria, it's the main aspect of the Bria. So this is why it comes first. Kishen, this is what Rav Simloi is saying. He says Rav Simloi is saying another thing. Why it came first. This is, since with this he answers why the Chlal, what is Rav Simloi concerned with, state of different reasons why the human being came last. Was up to Sanhedrin, that the human being came last for many, a number of reasons. Adaf Lamed Ches in Sanhedrin. One of the reasons is, Abel's about Gaive. If one is about Gaive, so we'll tell him, Yitush Kodmach. Why do you consider yourself to be vain? Why are you vain? And what keeps you aloof? Yitush Kodmach. The smallest creation, an amoeba came before you. Anything came before you. You came last in the Bria. Other reasons are given why the human being came last in the Bria. So this is what he says as there is the Shaila of the Tere. And the Tere is part of the Bria. And at the end he says, Rav Simloi lets me know another thing. That the Chshivus, the Adam's coming last, is because he's more Choshev. And what is more Choshev came last? And the same thing Zogt Darabedem Bechayim. That what is more Choshev comes to the end. It's Tchilo b'machshove and Sefer b'maise. So what is more choshuv comes to the end. In the Chamot Nezach, first of all, b'chlau, the argument of Yitush Kodmach. If a person is a Balgaive, zok benem Yitush Kodmach. Doesn't seem to be such a powerful argument. Mele mayim boso lo atelech, it's irrefutable. Yitush Kodmach came before me, so I came last. But mir halt noch a Scheile verkehrt. I can doch sagen, you know why I came last? Because I'm a Choshuk. Und als ich steht in Chazal, als ich sagt, Rabbein in Bechaye, und als ich weiß, dass ich in Medre Sheikh, in Anfang in Medre Schrabbe, in Parshas Hasriya, Eber Zocho, sagt man ihm, you came first, because the Ruach, actually the Ruach came first. So in Zohar Zokter he came first. In Loi Zohar is he came last. And then say as in coming last is Eichach Shivus. In the Metzias the Maise came last it is Ach Shivus. Ebasei he can always refute this argument. Yitush Kodmach, an amoeba came before you. A paramecium came before you. Who are you? What are you? What's Bistu? So Tefakel, I came last because I'm more Choshev. Says, first of all, Chlal is a schwache argument. You came last. Und wieder, Yobel Chataina, I came last because I'm more Choshev. That's why I came last. Der Maral sagt, was ist Achshivus in coming last? Last denotes, and last implies and reflects Tznius und Stire. Kol dovo sheyesa tzenu avenisto. That comes last. Der Rabbi Mechai sagt, but it's more Choshev comes last. Kuntois has, if someone will tell me Yitush Kodmach, and I will respond, and I will reply, just because I came last, it gives me more import, it gives me more significance. This is why I came last. And me became first, everything came first, because all came to serve me. And I am the purpose of the Bria, the Tachlis of the Bria, and this is why I came last. As will respond to him, of course you came last because the Bria is there to serve you. Everything is to serve you. And your monista or matzanua or because you're the tachlis of the Bria, whatever the reason is that you came last. But this is alts if it's in that context, if it's in that spirit, if it's with that attitude, if it is because you feel nista vitzanua, because you are modest, because you have humility, and because you are nista, because you are choshu, because you are mikai matere, to be struchnius, to be made to serve Hashem, to memalas anem rotzna Hashem, to bring an achasruach Hashem. This is why you came last. This gives you the chshivas. But if it weren't for that, denuded of that, removed from that, then Yitush Kodmach. Then the Yitush came before you. Then you are nothing. Then you are nobody. Chameir de Kizach, that a person's oldest ken and aherem, this should be a weapon. This is not only an intellectual understanding. That if I came, if I am tzenua, if I am anisto, if I am modest, if I am serving the purpose of creation, if I am here to be mikayim nimrotz nashem and to be mikayim tere, and to constantly climb upon the altitude of spiritual accomplishment, that's my coming last. That's the meaning of my coming last. I am the Choshev Statel of the Bria. But if you're not serving that purpose, if you're for about Gaive, if you are Mitkinista Vitzanua, if you are about Gaive, then how do you justify Gaive? Yitush Kodmach. It seems, just to understand this, Rav Pshat Hazeh, this is not an intellectual understanding. There's Pshat HaGoshe. Gaiv is the Hanagoshe. You have to hit with an explosive force that keach of Gaiv, of vanity, that is embedded in a human being, which is so powerful, which is so hard to uproot. So at least when we hit him with Hazulcha Zachem, we offer Rimo, Veseleo, and Kever, and Flame Yotanaz, and Yasirat, and Tivim Cheshmi, it's something that, if he's at least mistakil, he can dahem. Or by here, when it's just who came first, and I have a good explanation why I came first, pakel, it's to show machshivis. I have a title that I came last because of machshivis. Hestros habesar, we have to say that there's some kind of hagoshe within the human that when he sees the reason for coming last, the reason for coming last is snius. Shivus in Avdus Hashem. This is the reason for coming last. So this Baal Gaive, this Gaive that is a blockage, that blinds the human. Gaive blinds the human. It's the Kreste, it's the Chazal Zog, the Chev Savovis bring from Achochem, as this is the Erkst Avera from Allah. And we know, Api Chazal, Api Tere, that it all brings Taive. Gaive is a source of Taive as well, of passion. All its oras, all umdu can come from gaive, vanity, and it's the most, one of the most powerful forces in the human that drives it. And this one who is possessed with it, Zuah Daito, and he's about gaive, and we want to reduce him in size. Is we can tell him your claim to importance because you came last, like Rav Sibloya says, that's your claim to importance because the whole purpose is for the Torah. And this is what the human is for, and this is what the whole creation is for, and this is why you came last. And called over Nista with Zanua, this came last. Aber du bist doch nicht kein Nista, du bist doch nicht kein Zanua. Du bist Chabal Gaibe. Then what justification do you have for Gaibe? So he can da herdos. In other words, there must be within him this response, even in the human, that is about Gaibe. So morgen verstehen, I'm telling you, you're going to go to the Keva, there's no Gaibe. How can you have Gaibe go to the Keva? And if he feels it, but maybe his feelings will be removed by a surgical scalpel, you know, that force of power. You're going to the Keva. How can you have Gaibe? Oh, but this intellectual understanding that it depends, it's on the voxel. If you came last and you are doing your purpose, then that's your chivas. But if you're not fulfilling your purpose, and if you're not tzanua, if you're the opposite of tzanua, then you are nobody. Then you are nothing. Then need to shkotvach. So in other words, there must be a response within that Baal Gaive that he can feel. It's like radioactive material attached to it. When we tell him, Yutush Kodmoch, it hits him right away. He cannot console himself. He cannot answer to himself. If it hurt, that a Miva came before me, that's all the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. I'm the last one. I came to the end. Everybody came before me. Everybody preceded me. Gewalt geschehen in Eber Salam, can I say I came last because of Mer Choshev? And the Melee can feed his Gaive, Fakert. It should be a force to feed his Gaive, no? I am Mer Choshev. And Fakert, my size is higher, I'm bigger. So, no, but you came last only because you missed out. No, you came last only because of Tere. Only because of this, this is why this gives you the Cheshivas. So, the Melee, and at the Hertos, and he cannot mistake it. It runs on this track, and he responds to it by radioactive material. This argument of Yitush Kodmoch attaches itself to the Baal Gaive, and he can't remove it. Yitush Kodmoch, the Baal Gaive that doesn't see truth, the Baal Gaive whose eyes are blinded, blindfolded. And when you hit him with that Yitush Kodmoch, even though he knows the fact that there's Chshivas in coming last, he knows that he doesn't have it. The Yitush Kodmach will open his eyes to the fact that you're not a Tzanua. The Baal Gaive meint Chazaz a Tzanua too. Taire todoch takir, taire mo choshu. I'm the biggest honor. The Grester Baal Gaive, taire to Chazaz the Grester Onov. And the Grester Onov, the Salenud of the Grester Gaive. He doesn't see all his evil and all the Gaive and all the perversion that's within him and all the distortion of that. And if we can pounding away at it, that you last in the Bria will respond from within. He knows that he doesn't run on this track. He will know that I am denuded, I am deprived of Teira, I'm deprived of Tznius, I am not a Tzanua, I am not the Nister, I am just the opposite. And how can I be that if Yitush Kodmoch? How can I be that? Then it doesn't justify my coming last as being giving me that importance. So within all this reasoning, within all this argument, it is such a force. It must indicate that there's a sensitive mechanism within the human being that he can tell, I am not a Tzanua. He confuses himself. He perverts himself. He doesn't see. He doesn't hear. Doesn't understand. He thinks he doesn't know it's about Gaive. He doesn't even know it's about Gaive. The Gaive has a vizgol that says about Gaive. What do you mean about Gaive? It's coming to me. And if I came last, sure, because I'm Choshev, this is why I came last. But yet, the Yitush Tamisim came before you. The Yitush came before you. Who are you? What are you? That will hit with a force because that seismograph internally will know that I am not a Tzanua. I am the opposite of Tzanis. With all my conscious failings, but my subconscious is as clear as the sky. It's as clear as the sun. That subconscious will hit and it will attach itself to that Gaive. That Yitush Kodmoch will not travel in the wrong direction and say, you know Yitush Kodmoch because I'm great. That's why Yitush Kodmoch, because I'm great. It will attach itself to that aspect of that Gaive and will bring him down. will take him down from the heights. It will open up the blind eyes that he thinks he's the Gresta Onov and the Gresta Choshuv, and he comes last because he's like, you know, I come last. I am the Schwarz Apple from the Brie. I am the gem of the creation. This is what I am. I'm the Gresta, I'm the Choshuvster, the most important, the most significant. But that will give him with a club over the head. It hits right into the heart. Yitushkodmach. And he knows, Inevenik, he knows that this reason for the Yitushkodmach is only Tznias, which is not him, and he is Gaive, and Gaive runs counter to the Yitushkodmach. If Yitushkodmach, you have no right for Gaive. You have right for Tznias, yes. This gives you Tznias. This fact of Yitushkodmach is the same force that will destroy Gaive and will respond to Tznias, to Anibis, to humility. It responds that same force. This is why it came last. But if it's Gaive, he knows. This about Gaive who doesn't know between dark and light, between right and wrong, between Gaive and Anibis. This about Gaive who doesn't know what it's doing with them on the conscious level. This about Gaive will respond if he thinks into it. Yitushkodmach, Yitushkodmach. Yibeng, you came last. He will not deceive himself. He will not be able to fool himself and someone else, and Darikya not himself. And his deception will be uncovered. His own deception, his own subconscious will reach to his conscious level, and he will know that this Yitushkodmach is not because you are great, you are nothing. That makes you into nothingness. It can either make you into the greatest, or this force can make you into nothingness. And it will hit by radioactive material. It will hit in the sore spot, in that spot of Gaive, and it will explode it like a myth. I wanted to mention the last one, Shteti Chazal, the last reason for Negoyim and Tzaraas is Mishalach Medonim Ben Achim. What is Medonim Ben Achim? That's bringing the portion of Tai Chi is given that we say it's separating people, sowing discord between people. It's usually attributed to Lashon Hora. Because Mishalach Medonim Ben Achim, to brothers, to divide brothers. In Medrash state, Mishalach Medonim Ben Achim, und nachdem kommt Tzaraas, this comes Negoim, Mishalach Medonim Ben Achim, is a Reihe von Ben Avrom Lesore, und Mishalach Medonim Ben Achim, mit Paroi, ששולח מדונים בין אברהם לסורו, ומנעין שלא כבצרה, שנאמר בהנהגה השם אספרו. Is the pshat is, as what happened? Paroi robbed סורו from אברהם. ועושה המשלח מדונים בין אחים, is the medrash שתחום משתית, המשלח מדונים בין אחים שהפרידו. He separated them. Actually, what's with the separation? It was only a physical separation, temporary physical separation. Unaizadem kum tzoras mishalach medonim ben achim. Ido pshati vazeh abe. So we see, as beyond and above, and perhaps, and this is the worst chelik, the ergste avera is mishalach medonim ben achim, to separate. Separate Avraham and Sarah. There was chas v'sholem no separation in their emotional bond, in their eternal love, in their total appreciation for each other, chshivas for each other. There was a temporary physical separation. This is mishalach medonim ben achim. How are we to view this kind of achet, this kind of aver? He had other purposes in mind. If we speak about Paroi, we would speak about his purpose in taking Sore. But this act in the air, which was also a kind of separation, doesn't get lost. And actually it appears there was more evil in the act of Paroi, what he in regard to Sore, than their separation. There was more evil. And it would occur to us that if he were punished by Nagoyim, it would be for this aspect in that act which contained much more evil than this temporary separation between two beloved ones. Aber weisen wir es durch, dass this is what the Nagoyim came for. Mishalach medonim ben achim. And that Medrash Tachume, the Ma'asu brings it here. The Medrash Tachume says it was only for that shehifridon. Azelant pshat, just separated them. It can say that this is mer avere and mer chet and mer cause for the Nagoyim than his evil intentions of what his act contained. How are we to approach separation between two people? Hifridon. We can be mafrid between two people, physical distance, temporary physical distance. What does it amount to? What does it mean? Nothing. Gromish. Physical distance and emotional distance. A lack of friendship. If someone has shown causes, I feel as geht nicht herein in get off and lotion hurry. If it is not even Rechilis, it's not Gnus, it doesn't fit the requirements, it doesn't meet the requirements of Lashon Hara. But it does create epis. Perhaps a shade of friendship has been reduced. It isn't as close as anymore. I caused it, directly or indirectly. I have caused a fraud. I have caused a separation. What a chet. This is a chet. I would say it certainly is much worse than a physical temporary separation if it's an emotional separation. If it's a separation in feelings, the feelings that were so close, the feelings that were so spelled so much devotion between one another, a bond that existed between one another, and someone caused a slight reduction in that strength of bond. This is an afode. This is an emotional afode, which is much worse than a geographical, a proximity afode. A physical separation. This is an emotional separation. And if it's not an eternal separation, halachas kama v'kama, if it's not a momentary, temporary separation, but it can be an eternal separation, how careful one is supposed to be. Nit loshen hore, nit emisa, besides the misa from loshen hore. This is nit kin loshen hore. But how sensitive we have to be to the sensitive and delicate mechanism of the human heart, that you can cause a rift, the slightest rift between two close people. The slightest rift, and you're putting him at such a distance, it's much more than a physical distance. And that's the ergste chet von allem. This is the greatest, the Sheva, this is the seventh one. Mishalach medoni benachim. How careful are we supposed to be in that traffic of life when we mingle with each other, when we speak to each other, that every word that is way that you come out, how much a person is supposed to think before he speaks, before it comes out of his mouth, what its causes can be, what effects it can have. Ich rede nicht kein Loschen Hore und ich tue keine Sachen, ich tue nicht keine Adere, keine Sachen, I don't hurt anyone and my intentions are not evil. You have caused a Rafrode, you have caused a Pirud ben Achim, a Shalach Medonim ben Achim. This is the ergste Chet, much more than all the evil intentions that Avimelech, that Pari had in the separation of Avraham and Sore. And for this was what the Negoim came for. And in conclusion, I just wanted to say this, that the Medrash says, as When Nagoyim come and they for these ideas that were enumerated before, state the Medrashim Asher Metzera Tzivakein Veshochat Es HaTzipor Achas Siftes. Lama sheikh tachas abini achas lemelach. Kashem she yefshal ishkuta lazer. As you can't rejuvenate, revive a dead tzipa, a geshochtene tzipa, you can't revive. Kachi yefshal negoyim lazer. Negoyim cannot come back b'shum evni. In other words, once negoyim are healed, it's impossible that they should return. It's neged chukei hateva. It's impossible. An illness that is cured may return, but negoyim cannot come back. Except what happens if the same human has again sinned with one of these seven for which he's supposed to be menugah get negoyim? So the Rebbe Shtav has to make a new creation. Hashinoy atevet. The Rebbe Shtav states, "Koyra Kodesh Baruch Hu Legioinu Shaloi." The Rebbe Shtav calls his legioners, his armies. The Emel Lo Alchino Mihikisi Oisoi Ela Ba'avon Bitzoi Kotzavti Vo'akehu. The Rebbe Shtav calls his legioners to do it or to tell him, "Lo Alchino Mihikisi Oisoi Ela Ba'avon Bitzoi Kotzavti Vo'akehu Ki Kelev Shoval Kiyoi." So it's mamish, it's anaye priye. It's kenitzurikum, and except if he did it again, he comes back. And yet, the Chazal make a point of pointing out, as stated in Yishai in the same chapter, rochav ro'isi va'apeheyu, v'ancheyu v'ashalem nichumim lo yelavelot, eile evorim ha'misabli balo. Those are the evorim, the limbs that are misabel, that are in pain and anguish and torment because of what he did. To tell us was tshuva is, and the keach of tshuva, that even in such a case where negoyim cannot come back, and he was hit with negoyim, and he knows the reason for it, and repeats his act, was that machna naye priya, he repeats it, and he gets it again. Und deswegen ist der Eibishter Trochavo Isi Vapeu. And that Shuve is the Eibishter Mekabel, even though he has returned to it after having been demonstrated so clearly by the Meibashten what you are doing. Isaiah Pis, but a Hermish dem Chet, but a Stein is dem Chet, and a Nishmaker dem Chet. Here it came claw, and the Shenim say that this used to be at the time when the Klal Yisrael was pure and holy, because today we're not even in the Madrege. Or when we were in the Madrege of greatness, of purity, of holiness, and any slight deviation caused it. And this came, Mamish, he saw Klal. He saw as the Eibishter spoke to him himself and said, "Look, look what you're doing. And for this is, I'm showing you, the Rebbe Kuzikumen, the Eibishter Alem is a Kumen." And then he repeated it again, and the Eibishter made an Ayah Briye. And doch soll der Rebbe Shtav Trochav Ro'isi Va'apeyu V'achiyu V'ashalom Nechumim Loi U'La'Avelo. The Evorim is limbs that lament over the pain and anguish. I will send him that refuye. This is to emphasize the keach of tshuva. While on the one hand, the grace hachet is, and on the other hand, as people have been gesindigt, and no matter what he did, what he did, no matter how much he has flaunted Kav Yochel Rachmon and Etzlan and rejected Hashem after he showed him Klo. And the Rebishter had to bring Anaya Briyeh. The Rebishter is still there with open arms to receive.